On Fridays, we listen to StoryCorps, the oral history project that's collecting anyone's story. And it's remarkable how often just anyone has a remarkable story to tell. Friends and family members interview each other in a special recording booth, and copies of those conversations go to the Library of Congress. Last week, a woman told the story of her illegal crossing into the United States from Mexico. Her daughter was asking the questions. And this morning, another second-generation immigrant has another set of questions for her mother. Hee-Suk Lee came to this country from Korea 43 years ago. Her daughter Joyce recently interviewed Hee-Suk about her life in the United States.
I know that, you know, having other friends who have parents who are Korean immigrants, they've never actually seen their parents hug or kiss or show affection and emotion towards each other. And so I think that's pretty unusual for a first-generation Korean couple. Can you tell me where you learned this from?
Yeah, that is a very important story. When I started going to church, I met American missionary, Bob and Arthur Pinkston. They're, you know, not young couple. They're about 60s at the time. Of course, they are not both of them in heaven. And then when they start the English Bible class at their house, as we sit there at their living room, we watch, learning, observing their life together. You know, they always say, honey, I love you. And honey, thank you. You know, I'm sorry. And she started washing dishes. The husband stand beside and, you know, dry. And they, wow, they're so happy, always smiling. Oh, how wonderful, how happy they are. And then when I look, you know, my mother, she served husband, my dad, like a king. And then, you know, cook so hard. And then, you know, I never heard dad say, thank you, or I love you. Never heard that. So I decided when I get married, I want to be a happy, sweet couple, like a missionary friend. Of course, when I get married, it's a typical Korean man. When I said, honey, I love you, and a typical man just sitting in the living room, reading newspaper, didn't respond. So I said, I love you, and he said, okay, and I wasn't satisfied with that answer because love, you know, expressions. Right. So I said, I love you. So, oh, me too. So, well, can't you say I love you too? At first he said it's very hard because he's not used to express, you know. I said, I love you until he respond, honey, I love you too. And an ongoing practice, and later on, it wasn't difficult. He just say, I love you too, and then hug. And even kiss on my cheek. So that wasn't started from the beginning. Very sweet expression of love, appreciation, happy, happy family. And which now we have, as you approved, right?
Yes, I love it.
Joyce Lee and her mother Hee-Suk at a StoryCorps booth in Los Angeles. Hee-Suk has been married to her husband for close to 40 years, and they're now working as missionaries in Asia. To make a reservation for your interview or hear additional stories from StoryCorps, visit NPR.org.
StoryCorps is made possible by a grant from Saturn.